We're going to open meeting, right?
All right. I'd like to call to order the March 2nd, 2020 special meeting of the Marysville Board of Education. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Luke?
Here.
Ms. Savage?
Here.
Ms. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Devine?
Here. So first up on our agenda tonight, I would accept a motion to approve the HR action items.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smith.
Second.
Second by Ms. Powers. Any comments? Or I noticed Todd.
We have two new hires for next year.
Okay.
This year and next year. How's that?
Yeah. So Rihanna is starting a week from today. So this coming Monday will be her first day. Julie, her last day is going to be this Friday. So we don't have any gap. Unfortunately, there's no overlap either. We've got enough knowledge in the office that we'll be able to train her up well. She comes to us from, and I don't know all the differences. There's Honda and Honda Trading or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I think she's for Honda Trading and in like an accounts payable type role.
Okay.
You know, very intelligent, has some good accounting background. So have high expectations.
Good.
Wonderful.
That's
and
exciting.
Our first teacher for next year is on there.
So, okay.
Macy is doing her student teaching with us currently and done a great job and actually will fall right into that same unit at Mill Valley that she's student teaching in. So
excellent. Is she a Marysville grad?
She is a Marysville
grad. That's what I thought.
2000.
Somewhat recently.
Yes.
Yeah.
About 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Right. Okay.
There you go.
Oh, that's wonderful. Good. And I just want to say I do appreciate our girls' basketball season making the playoffs, winning that first game. It's been a long time since that happened, so congratulations to them.
They were close in the second game.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
They had a good year and a lot of successes. So we wish.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? Roll call.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Next up, it's just our work session. So we've got a couple different things to go over in here. I know I had received some suggestions for future board meeting presentation topics.
Yep.
And then we also want to do kind of a quick mid-year review of our own work plan and goals, and just I know Todd and Diane are going to be here the whole time, so if there are things that pertain more to them than the board as a whole, maybe we can kind of start with them. So I know I emailed that list of the topics. There are a couple of financial ones on there, Todd. Mm-hmm. So any questions? You need any clarification?
No, I don't think so. Some of it was just timing, letting things get complete, and
right.
You know, some of the PI information would be easy to put together.
Okay.
And then if there was anything in there that actually works better as not a, like a board presentation item, works better as a individual board member really needs to understand what's going on, then private, you know, an individual meeting could be set up instead of a board topic. If it's in particular, one of the questions about the safety and security plan.
Yeah, right.
And I know that we would not want to do something like that in a board meeting because of the confidential nature of that type of thing.
Yeah.
But
well, when we meet, it seems like the principals of the building are always on deck to do a presentation, or is it always offered to them? How does that work?
So that's how it's always been done. Mm-hmm. I think I inherited that.
Okay.
But they are always, we schedule them at the beginning of the school year for what month they would be responsible to report to the board.
Did they look forward to that, or is it more like it's optional because
they like it? Honestly.
I mean, I like hearing from them, but some of these topics, if we were to do some of these, may take enough time that either the principal doesn't get very much time or doesn't get any. So that was my first point. And the second point is, some of these we could do and also have a principal present, but mm-hmm. briefly, like 10 mm-hmm. minutes instead of 20. Mm-hmm.
No. The building presentations are supposed to be 10 to 15.
Well, I don't know if I... Okay.
That's what I was going to say. Like, but we always seem to go to the half-hour mark.
Yeah, it's in their defense, it's hard to...
Right.
They have a lot they want to share. Mm-hmm. But we normally... I mean, some of these I think we could lump, you know, together. Mm-hmm. And I think that if... we were interested in a larger group, we'd have to look at the rules of the executive session, but we may be able to discuss safety things in executive session. I'd have to go back and look. I think there might be a way to do that.
No,
but we could, you know, condense some of those.
Part of it is the...
In the summer as
I
well.
I want to hear what the other board members think about this. I feel like the principals don't know what we've been presented the whole rest of the year. We do. Mm-hmm. You do. They don't. So it might be that instead of saying to them, present on whatever you think you're most proud of or whatever is new, that we could give them some suggestions of things that we haven't heard.
No. So there's a theme each month. So yeah. I just put in your update, I think, or either the thing I sent you today. Mm-hmm. There's a theme each month, and I write an article, then Ashley writes an article, then the principal writes an article, and then the principal does a video, and that's all put in the Union County Daily Digital, and they keep the same presentation for you. So it's not... It just pick what you're most proud of this year. It's a targeted theme that we're carrying out for that month, mm-hmm. linked back to their plans for this year.
Got it.
They got to pick
yeah.
which month the theme that they wanted to,
right.
to present on.
I think it's great that they get to pick, but I think some balance between what they pick and what we haven't heard in a while, or some question. I'll give you an example. I added on here to this list that you sent us. Mm-hmm. Identity of MHS and update on admissions process for ECHS. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's a question that has been buzzing around for quite a while, and I'd be very interested to hear, like, Tom Cochran or whoever say, this is the distinctive identity of Marysville High School. This is how we're working with the early college high school, and this is how we're handling what I take to be an issue, that the STEM school is getting more and more interest, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's just an example of a topic that instead of saying to
Tom
pick
that?
Whatever.
I know, that's how, like, I felt like the high school presentation this year was very much focused on
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I thought it really told a great story of the things that they're focusing on there
yeah.
to create a stronger culture and a
yeah,
sense
that was
of belonging.
A good
you know, so I do feel like that. And I know sometimes we made the comments like, you know, it seems like we're hearing the same kinds of presentations. But in my opinion, I feel like every building has their own personality and their own take on things. So in the elementaries, they may all be focusing on the same things, but they each have their own little twist to it. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate hearing how they're approaching the social emotional connections at each building, and they might all have things that appear to be similar, but they're still unique to that building or something. So
yeah.
But I was thinking when I looked through this list, and like the update on career pathways and available credentials, that could easily be something that the high school or that you would ask the high school or the early college to address that as part of their report. You know?
Well, if you look at number 5, for mm-hmm. instance, how do we serve as gifted students?
Mm-hmm.
That may be something that none of the building principals comes up with. They just
as
don't
a
think
presentation,
of it.
Right.
But we mm-hmm. may suggest it mm-hmm. some point during the year.
Yeah,
and
include
ask,
that in
ask
there.
One of them or two of them or whatever to.
Right.
And it may not even be an entire presentation, maybe 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Could I make a suggestion?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just looking at these things, you know, a lot of mm-hmm. these things that I look at, a lot of them are either things that either I or Diane would update you on, or in my mind, something that like Diane as part of her superintendent report would bring in, you know, maybe Tom Powers to give a tech update or
mm-hmm.
Ryan to give a bus update or things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if most of these items aren't part of that,
mm-hmm.
whereas what you're talking about with the buildings
mm-hmm.
could be accomplished with, and maybe instead of say, you know, here's what we want your presentation to be on, maybe it's, you know, next month we know, you know, I don't know, Mill Valley is the one doing the presentation, so
mm-hmm.
maybe you, if there's specific things you have questions on Mill Valley, it's just a matter of emailing whether Diane sends to Mill Valley or directly to Mill Valley, here's
mm-hmm.
some questions I might ask
mm-hmm.
at the board meeting, so whether it's part of the presentation or not, they're at least prepared
mm-hmm.
to answer a question.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that the district communication gets tied to presentations by the superintendent as well as principals and others within the buildings. And I know principals have enough to do without creating additional types of things. So anytime we can have something used and presented at multiple opportunities,
mm-hmm.
If they're preparing something for a publication and then do a presentation to us and, you know, with additional information and so forth,
mm-hmm.
That makes it less of a weighted obligation in terms of their time and their day.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. I know in going over the list of things, whether they come from the building, whether they come from Diane or you,
mm-hmm.
there are certainly things that I think we need to be updated on.
So. Yeah.
So is this where there's a theme, and then is that new? Because I don't see anything coming through Daily Digital.
Well, yeah, there was.
This year.
Yeah.
But we've
yeah.
had it this year. I submitted an article the first week of the month. Then Ashley goes a little more. I try to go like a big umbrella. Ashley focuses in, mm-hmm. then the principal focuses in, and then either a kid can write a story of how it applies to them. They can do a video. They can do.
Because I think the Raymond one was posted. I think I saw it on the Daily Digital.
Should be. We just edited it last week, so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in my absence in January and February, Ashley wrote the articles.
So, are they shown as articles that she wrote?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like her picture.
And my picture when they're on there?
Yeah. I saw them down at the bottom when I was on the Daily Digital.
I forget how they had
last week.
Categorized.
And I can't remember if it's under top stories or under schools.
I don't remember what they're under either.
They're under columns. Oh, they're under columns. I think, yes. I've never seen them.
It's under what?
Columns.
Columns?
Oh, columns.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was starting to worry that they weren't in there. I'm like, I swear I've seen them pop up
yeah.
before.
Social emotional learning.
Yeah.
Equity for students, and then their social emotional learning
it?
At Raymond Elementary.
Yeah, it's like right here.
And I can tell you, let's see, this is March, right?
Yeah.
Community partnerships is the theme this week, or this month, and then Tom Holdren is the principal. So it's at Edgewood.
Uh-huh.
And so my article's due at the end of this week.
I've been looking for stuff. I had no idea that that's where they were. They don't pop up in my regular feed.
Uh-huh.
Just the top stories pop up.
Okay. Well, and I can't remember because I just remember going one time and there was Diane's, Ashley's, and Raymond Elementary down at
this
the bottom
is terrible.
Of my screen.
I didn't
so.
See it either because I didn't think
yeah.
to look under columns.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Right. But so, anyways,
and
I.
Now we know.
Yeah,
yeah,
now we know.
Well, I know.
So she did her little video that she kind of highlighted with you. That's the video kind of mm-hmm. concept of Raymond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we've done Habits of Mind, Flexible Learning Opportunities, the clubs at Raymond, Mastery Learning was Northwood, the Larger Personalized and YPL was Mill Valley. And that's when we did the feature on Alt-K.
Maybe we could ask that those articles be put under, because he's got Marysville, North Union, Fairbanks, the schools, maybe placed under Marysville rather than columns.
Yeah, I'll say something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if somebody's looking for something, they might be more likely to look under Marysville than...
Well,
I've never
think.
Seen any of these.
they're good reading.
I'm just like, oh my gosh, here we go.
Yep.
Okay. Yep, they okay. are okay.
Well, because I see MHS students and staff integrate habits of mind into school day from Tom Cochran.
Which is kind of their mm-hmm. new
yeah. right.
theme.
Okay. Well,
and I was pretty sure that's what he presented. I was out that month, but I had reviewed his presentation.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
I mean, we're happy to do whatever. I think that I'm kind of like Todd, like the gifted services one, I can tell you in 3 minutes or less and answer your questions.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I feel in general like a little bit more guidance to the principals, some sort of balance, because I take your point that some of these topics don't need a full building presentation. Some of them you guys are better situated to present. But this thing about length has been going on for a while, and I don't know what the stumbling block is. Maybe you guys are fine with it, but they're always well-intentioned, and they're always... But most of them do go on longer than I expect that they're going to, mm-hmm. let me put it that way.
Well, and then a lot depends on how many comments we have or questions.
I'm not talking about
well.
That part. I'm talking about their
presentation.
I can
assure you that
yes.
I remind
yes.
and remind
yes.
and remind. I mean,
yeah.
and for a while there, they were saying, I know I'm going a bit long, Diane, and I was like...
yeah. yeah.
Well, okay.
Look, it's...
Right.
Anyway... I don't have the answer. I just sometimes if it's 15 minutes, that's fine. But if mm-hmm. it's 20 or 25, it's just like
mm-hmm. I don't think Tom Holdren will be a problem next month. He's normally pretty
yes.
quick and to the point. But
I agree.
I'll do a general. I just think they're excited to show up
I
what
know.
They do and super proud.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Right.
And they only
be.
Get once a year
to do it. Right.
Right.
So I feel like they're trying to tell you. Everything they're doing
mm-hmm.
as in a concise thematic way as possible. But
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And honestly, that's why we created themes, so they didn't feel like they had to hit all four categories
mm-hmm.
yeah.
of the strategic plan.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
I mean, would you like to run through these and kind of decide... what ones, like Todd and I
yeah.
report out on, and other ones that...
I think the first two would be a good one to have.
Yeah, so final yeah. update on stadium cost
mm-hmm.
and review of a 2020 PI schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But those are both pretty kind of extensive topics. So,
mm-hmm.
But it certainly could be done under the treasurer's report, you know. Update on student population per school and redistricting. So we kind of just approved the redistricting thing. Now, probably August, September, we're going to see kind of how that all turned out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Withdrawals and
yeah.
you mean the
right.
whole package, like once we start school?
Mm-hmm.
So that
yeah.
would be a
September, October, probably. Yeah.
I know
Did you say
worked.
Everybody's been notified already?
Letters are done. They go out this week. The email all of you received, Jonathan responded to her today with how to go about that.
Right.
So we could give you, you know, once school starts and the dust settles, maybe September or October,
mm-hmm.
kind of how that all normed out.
Yeah, because, mm-hmm. I mean, you're still dealing with the staffing and,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of those kinds of things.
And, mm-hmm.
Right now, I think there's too many moving parts.
Yeah, yeah.
For you to be able to say with some degree of certainty how.
We try to do something when we kick off, anyways, sure. but we'll just make it more specific to that.
Okay.
How about tips?
I mean, in a quick 10 seconds, if there's a TIF update, you'll hear from me in my treasurer update. So there's not been any TIF, nothing, really nothing to update.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only thing that I would say is that, you know, we would get calls or emails to, you know, maybe once or twice a year that there's a company looking at coming and they're looking at offering a TIF.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, those are what you'd call a non-school TIF, meaning it's not to the level that it needs board approval, but even, you know, we hear of those and then sometimes it doesn't move, or and maybe it's not for a year down the road till anything happens. So there's really not been anything.
Seems that we've had several of those this year, but none of them have come to fruition, I don't think.
Yeah. And the relationship with the city is good.
Yeah, I mean,
we were kind of rocky there for a little bit, and then things seem to smooth out.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't had any topics like that, so we still work on COG together. I mean, that's one thing that we haven't talked about, and I don't know that there's been significant movement in with the COG, but it might be something as we get into the fall to revisit. Especially, I don't think the new board members
are as aware,
familiar.
Mm-hmm.
The COG,
the Council of Governments. And so I have a seat on the board, Terry Emery and Steve Stolte, and it's how we've attacked a lot of the IT issues as a collaborative group. Mm-hmm. And it was in existence before I got here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the original idea was for the city, the county, and the school district to look at ways that they could share resources and
fiber.
Kind of
fiber was the big deal.
Right.
Yeah,
assist each other, and I think
the long range goal
was one that they saw that was kind of an easy one for them to get started on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the long range goal was to possibly have a robust enough fiber system in which companies would rent or buy fiber from us. That's not come to fruition as of yet, and would be something that we continue to be interested in.
I know
we can share costs now.
Yeah, hey, there were things like using the ladder truck from the city to change light bulbs on poles in the county building because they had to practice with their equipment, so. Mm-hmm. Rather than just run it up and down in the air someplace, they went around and replaced light bulbs, and saved the county having to hire somebody to come out and go up the poles and do that. And there were some initial thoughts thrown out about a combined garage for maintenance and some of those kinds of things that, you know, they're could potentially be some
shared services and
cooperation.
Yeah.
So maintenance and service on school buses and the county equipment and the city equipment, if you had a central place, you know, there might be some efficiencies there.
So ideas to leverage resources.
Resources. From my perspective, I think it works well just to have conversations so everybody knows what's going on in the district, because clearly what's happening in the county and the city impact us, and I think it gives our superintendent an opportunity to have a good conversation. And
Yep.
I mean, gifted services, I can put in an update if you want. Mm-hmm. And then if you had questions or whatever.
Yeah, because I think we hear some from the building presentations too. I think about Bunsold, especially mm-hmm. with some of their extra times where kids can kind of do some additional things, and you know, kids that are doing well. That's different than maybe what you're thinking of as far as classroom.
It's a question that's come up in the community.
Okay.
Coffee.
Yeah, right.
Since
the state doesn't. Yeah.
And just.
Doesn't pay for gifted anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So just, I'm certain we're doing extension activities, mm-hmm. but that maybe doesn't seem like gifted, so maybe some discussion about what extension activity is and mm-hmm. how it actually does fulfill need.
Even just the personalized learning kind of addresses that.
Correct.
Gifted.
And I would say that's the area that we know that is our opportunity for the biggest growth, right?
Mm-hmm.
We recognize the fact that that's, what do you do with a kid that already knows?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you give you a pre-assessment, and they mm-hmm. already know it. So mm-hmm. what does that look like? And we've spent some time talking about this year, but certainly we recognize that gifted end is the hardest group to grow, mm-hmm. and we need to be intentional about that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a continued area of focus for us moving forward mm-hmm. As well. So it's not their job to be the other kid's teacher, right? So
right.
we want to watch
right.
where mm-hmm. that's happening. We already had the new Alt-K in the back of our mind
mm-hmm.
For the summer. and we're today was... started enrollment for K and Alt-K. Mm-hmm. Alt-K already has 31 kids signed up after a day.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
So, but we thought, I already had that in the back of my mind for the summer once we
okay.
had.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Good.
That tells you that the people in the community that are in it are speaking highly of
mm-hmm.
it, that
mm-hmm.
there's a
right.
rush to get signed up.
So. Yeah, we'd like to do a survey with parents on that and just experience too that are in
mm-hmm.
there this year and do all that at the same time.
Okay.
Social, emotional, additional training for teachers and staff. We just talked about that today with Mark. We're going to do some stuff in our summer workshop for teachers. We're looking at ways to integrate social-emotional learning into our reading rotation. And I would say all that's in the works right now. I'd feel more comfortable giving you details before.
Well, maybe a summertime or
yeah.
early fall, really kind of 7 and 8 together. I don't know if they would fit
yeah.
together or
and
not.
And I'll have, Mark and I have been working on mm-hmm. that, and I did put in my update that
mm-hmm.
we have a
yeah.
meeting scheduled with Dr. Phil this week.
Yeah.
To roll out this larger concept that we have about social emotional and mental health and kind of the school district being the hub for that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're meeting with him Thursday to
good.
Pitch our idea.
Okay.
Needs pantry and blessings in a backpack. We'd have to have someone come in because I'm not an expert in that, but I don't think that would be very difficult to get you either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That brings a question to my mind. I mean, we've got a lot of community support for blessings in a backpack,
mm-hmm.
but if that support, for one reason or another, weakens, we've got a lot of kids that are in real need. And is there a way we can kind of look at what might happen in the future? I mean, if you've got a good program, and it's doing things that you want done, there needs to be kind of a plan for continuation. What do we do when the person that's running it decides that they're going to move to something else? And, you know, does it end?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is there somebody that to pick it up? And I don't know that that's something that the board, you know, is going to get involved in, or even the school district is going to be involved in, but just within our community.
I have a couple of ideas just with my background of working at the foundation and knowing some of the funds that are there, and I think about the CARE train as well. And it seems like this, that could be a nice extension of the CARE train.
Yeah.
So maybe just.
But it just.
Yeah.
It's just providing just think a about lot it. Of really good support for the kids, and I'd hate for it to to just end.
Mm-hmm. One of the things is that I don't think the community understands how many things are already in place. Because, I'll hear random comments. Well, it would be nice if Marysville would do that. Well, I'm holding myself back. I'm like, well, you do.
Because I'm a wolf yet.
We even tried to make that a social media focus, if you noticed this year, like the food drives that were doing, because we felt the same way. Mm-hmm. So if you have ideas, I think that was... Jennifer focus on those.
Mm-hmm. There's a personal needs pantry and a clothes closet at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
They
added that at Bunsold, the backpacks there.
They got the backpacks at Bunsold. Mm-hmm. We've got 260 food bags going home in our district every week.
Mm-hmm.
The library has a summer lunchtime program for kids, and they've also started with the taking the books up to the northern part of the school district with some of the EMTs, and they have lunch, and they have a book exchange, and so there's a lot of tremendously good things that are going on in the district. So, and some of them would definitely be considered, first-rate extension activities, trying to meet the people
where they are,
and
where they need it.
So we just really need more publicity on that.
Yeah. Career paths. I mean, we can. Is Kenny gone yet? This year? No.
Probably Todd. I don't think so.
I
know we.
I mean, her probably her career paths and micro credentials at TRY. In December. In the high school, did they talk about their new career paths at all?
The graduation requirements are going to have us create some local credentials, at least one.
Yeah, they've already been working on that this year. And I don't know if you've seen the new update with the new competent language for AIR test that was came out today. I think OSBA maybe sent some out. I'll see that I forwarded to you with a score that kids have to get, or they go to alternate pathways.
And
if Ken hasn't gone yet, I can make sure he hits on that. And for example, we're tracking it. Like for next year, the auto tech pathway went up over 100 kids between the two schools, which is tremendous. I think there were 40 some this year.
Wow. Okay.
So we're super happy about that.
That could be a separate one, even outside of the building presentation or something. Just a quick one that went over the available, the pathways at both, throughout the entire district, and touching on those graduation requirements as well, or something. I think that would be a good would be a good one.
And I think that's very informative, and it's changing so quickly.
Yes.
I mean, in the business side, credentials, what business credentials do we offer? Because if kids are moving from high school straight into the workforce, those business credentials are actually very valuable. I was talking to a hiring manager, and they said that's one of the things they're looking for out of high school kids, along with some actual work experience, working with people.
The business
and tie in the internship
credentialing for a long time.
They've just kind of changed the requirements at the state level.
Yeah.
For kind of what officially counts and what doesn't.
Yeah.
Building security, we just have to look at I mean, unless you want to talk about general terms, like we just got our card reader to gain access in, cameras on bus. I mean, we were planning on having Tina come in anyways and talk about routes and the impact of redistricting.
Okay.
So that could be all in hers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, like the student that we just met, the expulsion thing, makes me wonder if I'm actually completely understand how all the security systems are running these days and if there's any changes in the works. So I hadn't thought about this until I saw it on the list, but if somebody were to ask me, well, how do we do security in the, I probably wouldn't be able to answer it very well.
And you might not want to be answering it,
details.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and I...
But at the same point, it's important that we know so we can answer confidently. I hate being put in a position where I have to say, yes, that is correct, but I really don't know.
Uh-huh.
Well, even the point about not revealing all the details, that's... Mm-hmm. There's ways to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
If we know how the system works, and we also know which parts we're not going to share with the public, then we're well informed, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's just a lot of issues with this. Think about how some of the other districts, what they're going through, you know, that we're not. We don't have metal detectors, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any discussions about arming staff that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But I think I should at least know what we are doing and maybe, I don't know where that would fit into the next year of information sessions or whatever. But
I would think that would be something that we're going to have to discuss
one-on-one
with Diane.
Right, right.
Because, and maybe everybody else is good, but I would like to know. Just for my own understanding, understanding it's completely confidential, but I would like to be able to answer confidently when I said, this is the emergency plan and it is in place. And there is a plan in place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
And because we are required by law to have
all these emergency plans. This is one of those areas where it could blow up. It could blow up any day. It could blow up in a week or in a year or in 2 years, where all of a sudden there's a big discussion and controversy in the public that we have to respond to in some way. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
There may be some proposal, for example, to arm the teachers or something,
and
we have to respond to that, and I don't even quite know what we're doing already. You see my point? Yeah.
So maybe a couple meetings scheduled with Diane just to
anytime
to give you a little more, you know, a better understanding of what's going on. Okay.
So that was number 11.
That was number 11, yep. What will the district do about cursive curriculum?
Curse it?
That I think that was kind of an update, probably a superintendent update, or if, you know, I mean, if the board wants to discuss that, we can discuss that.
I don't really want to discuss it. I just want to hear what we need to know. Do you want to discuss it?
I don't have a strong desire to discuss it, no.
I mean, things change.
Will we provide workbooks for those parents who want their children to do cursive?
We have not purchased any type of official workbook, but we do have resources that we can share with. And we do share. It's just not necessarily required, you know, but we do teach and work with kids in cursive. It's just not necessarily required. Like, we're not going to... When I went to school, if it wasn't submitted in cursive writing, then you got it back or whatever.
Right.
But we can share that. Mm-hmm. I can share that an update or...
So I have a question. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
So the kids don't know cursive, but yet they have to sign a legal document. Mm-hmm. How do they sign their signature?
I mean, they're taught to...
Okay.
But again...
It's just something that...
Define define signature.
Yeah. Does it have to be cursive?
The signature,
I don't think it does.
It just has to
be your
mark. To an attorney. Mm-hmm. The signature can be anything.
Yeah.
An X used to work quite well.
That's right.
That's true.
But it seems a little counterintuitive, but it's true. That it
right.
So,
yeah. I mean, I think part, well, yeah. That.
Maybe you guys have. I've received a lot of feedback from community members in regards to this.
Mm-hmm.
That they are very frustrated. They feel that we are dumbing down the youth, and that they can't even read birthday cards given to them in cursive, and that they are high school aged children and they can't read cursive, and they feel it's a higher issue. That it's a dumbing down issue.
Right. My handwriting has always been very illegible.
We'll start with that.
And
there you go. Do you need to get going?
The advent of
5 minutes.
Okay,
yeah.
5 minute warning before our administrators are going to be seeing out.
The advent of word processors and typewriters and being able to autocorrect and some of those kinds of things to me was a godsend, because writing in cursive was a curse. And as I've said, I've come to understand the challenge for education today is preparing kids for a future we don't know and don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And whether, if you look at the writing styles, the 1700s and before, and you look here in the 1800s, and you look in the 1900s, it changes. People haven't always written in the same way. And
it doesn't change the fact that a lot of parents are very upset that they feel their kids are dumbing down.
I think
a workbook actually would solve the problem.
I
moved schools very frequently when I was young. And when I moved, they taught cursive the year before. I moved to a district, coming from a district where they taught it the year afterwards. They handed me a workbook.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned in a workbook to my teacher, and I learned how to do cursive. So
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying I see it as a bit generational, that I think young people are looking at it and saying, I don't need to write in cursive because everything I do is on a computer.
And the other fact is the resources are available. If you really want your kid to learn, I think, you can teach yourself how to do an awful lot of things online. And I would think that would be part of it as well.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to sidestep the issue. I'm just trying to state a fact that resources are available.
Yeah.
And,
if
the answer is a workbook, then whether a teacher gives you a workbook or whether you pull a workbook up online,
When you say there's a lot of, what do you mean? Like,
a lot.
Like, what does that mean? Like, two or three that talk to you?
Oh, I'd say at least a couple dozen.
Okay.
Okay.
While
Diane and Todd are still here.
Can I hit those last ones real quick?
Yeah, that's okay.
Technology plan, we can set Tommy up to come in and talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
The mental health, I would say, for teachers, we'd wrap that up into the mental health that we are going to do.
Presentation?
Yeah.
That okay, it was seven and eight. Mm-hmm. 7 and 8, maybe.
We're going to do a full-scale kind of climate culture thing at the end of the school year that we're finishing up securing it this time, and then go from there. But transportation, I talked about that, right? We do TINA and bus routes and stuff in the summer to kick off for the school year. And business manager update, we can have Ryan probably when you did the review of PI schedule, should we just have him maybe do PI projects for the upcoming year? Or
well, the only thing is that would be only a small section. I mean, I guess a large section of the PI. I mean, I would think I would do the PI and it would address everything, and it would hit the, I mean, yeah, but he could as well, but I think it would be better as a, that way I would hit the overall.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's like you've got the financial side, and he could be more just that business side, and, you know, kind of being new to it, what does he see as priorities, or...
Yeah, I mean, he's already been out in buildings, and we have, we've already set up what we're going to do for the summer, and so it may make sense to, I don't know, try to blend that a little bit.
Okay.
Somehow. Then it's not his solo run all by himself.
Yeah.
Right in front of the board.
Okay.
If you can hear him when he talks.
And real quick before I just jotted down, do you have any plans to update the district strategic plan?
We do. We've been talking about timing for that. So
okay.
Jennifer is going to help us. We have a couple different ideas.
Okay.
So can you stay tuned for that until I know
yes.
better?
Yep. Okay.
What we'd like to do, obviously we report on that out. Report out on that in a...
We're all doing it, aren't we?
Report out on that on a continuous basis.
Right.
And we feel like those four core areas probably aren't going to change.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just the verbiage
right.
And priorities underneath each one of those areas.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to come up with a process for that.
Okay. And the only other thing is just that one email that Dick sent about the vaping class action lawsuit.
So I read the materials he had sent. I hadn't heard too much about it, a little bit. So
Right.
I mean, I 100% agree that they marketed to our children.
Yes.
And convinced, I think, some parents that it was a better parents even, that it was a better option. I've talked to parents that had said, well, at least they're not smoking cigarettes.
Yeah. Right.
But the marketing was geared to do that. So.
Right.
Yeah. I've seen it.
It was an option to get some additional information or whatever,
right.
And I haven't contacted them. Is that...
Yeah.
Should I respond to that? Or
I mean, I don't think it's a bad idea to be informed. I didn't know if you wanted me to do it or you were going to do it. So
why don't you do it? Because you're more connected to
and even like running that past our legal or something, you know.
Okay.
If I got anything,
why don't I see who else? If there's anyone else, kind of in Central Ohio.
Okay.
That's. I'll send
something
out to superintendents or ask at our meeting.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I don't know. Did I send that out?
I don't think so. I think it was just me and Diane.
I gave all of you a flyer on it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then I know I put in my update, but if you're around Mark Fensel, Tom, congratulations.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He's American Legion Teacher of the Year.
Yay.
So he was super humbled and excited for that. So just wanted to make sure you all knew that.
Great.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Good luck on PT.
It's a local award
at
this point. So, and then he goes to Toledo to be recognized for that.
Was
I
that
forget when.
Judy, was that Judy Van Dusen got that?
Judy got it last year.
Yeah, okay.
And then I don't know if it's always been in existence and we just weren't aware, but somehow we started into it last year.
Okay.
So.
Good.
Okay?
Okay. And then I'll go ahead and...
Good luck.
All I need to know is just, the time.
Just who, the time and who motioned.
Yep.
Okay.
That's my good arm.
I can do that.
I thought that.
Have
I
fun.
Thought so.
You were like, ooh, she looks good.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay. So I know I kind of cut you off on the whole cursive thing, but that, you know, we can certainly talk about that.
Maybe we should, if you're getting that many inquiries and complaints and all.
Yeah.
I wish the kids did know it. Well, maybe that's just me, old school.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if we're going to need.
I mean, I know my own kids. I run into that too. You know, even if I'm right, and they learned it, but they don't use it. You know, so I understand that.
Well, it's kind of the same argument with, you know, we're not really in favor of rote memorization.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
But it's actually a skill. Being able mm-hmm. to memorize things is a skill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, recently I've read a study that our children have a hard time following when they're given multiple set of directions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like the teacher tells them, okay, these are the five things you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not used to memorizing things,
mm-hmm.
so they can't do it.
Wow.
Even if it's just written directions, because that's not memorizing.
No.
Oh, when verbally, they say it outside. Verbally. Oh, when they verbally say it out. Okay, gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
So, but
right,
they're not,
right.
Their brain hasn't practiced memorizing mm-hmm. things.
Right.
Because
everything is right here
right.
in front of them.
So,
right.
so when you go, like at this point, when they're saying that's all changing over, when you go to do legal documents right now, print your name, mm-hmm. then sign your name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But it could be the same.
I don't know what you're
I mean, it could
about.
Be the same. If you don't know cursive, it can just be the same. Okay. Okay.
Real quick before I leave, Sue.
Yes.
Have I ever shown you, if you want to, as far as the, everything's locked, it's just a matter of turning on the alarm.
Okay.
So, yeah, I won't say anything on there.
Okay.
But, so, either... You can, all you have to do is just type that in.
Okay.
And then just walk out.
Okay.
But if you have any issues, let me know, and I will have somebody stop in, and could Jonathan volunteer? He would do it if we
okay.
asked
Okay, otherwise, everyone will leave, and I'll just type that in, and we'll walk out.
Yep.
Okay, good.
Are we the last ones here?
Not yet. I think there's another meeting going on, but you probably will be.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Good job.
Yep. Thank you, Todd. Thank you.
Okay. So, feel good about the conversation as far as these presentations?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of a good start. And I think this is a good thing to do a couple times a year. Mm-hmm. Just jot down ideas that you have, because sometimes they might be able to fit in nicely with the building presentation,
right.
or just an update from Diane or Todd,
right.
I guess.
Right.
Well, drawing on my old high school skills, I know that Nan has several other things that she's written down.
Uh-huh. and I know, and yes, yeah, so would you like to add a few more things?
So this one kind of links to Diane's comment in regards to that they're looking at updating the strategic plan.
Right.
So I was looking at proposing that we put together a few community meetings to get feedback before any adjustments are made to the strategic plan.
Mm-hmm.
In one of the Ohio School Board Association presentations that I attended recently.
Mm-hmm.
We did that when Diane first came to the district. There
mm-hmm.
was a lot of meetings and talking about hearing the community.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been five or six years now.
Right.
Maybe it's time to kind of go back
uh-huh.
and take the temperature of the community again
mm-hmm.
and find a way to do it in a fairly efficient manner.
Mm-hmm. Do you see that as like a invite, kind of like where certain people are invited, opening it up to the community, but mm-hmm. invite some people? Because the reality, as you know, oftentimes,
yes.
you know, you schedule these things and nobody shows up.
Right, right.
So maybe that combination of inviting, but then saying if you know of other people
right.
who you think might be, or even sending
yeah,
a flag.
I think we need to be, if we would do this,
mm-hmm.
I think we need to be strategic in reaching out to especially some people that have been vocal,
mm-hmm.
whether
right.
vocal in a supportive way or vocal in a challenging way.
Right.
Reach out to them and,
mm-hmm.
You know, what do you think? How are things going? You know,
mm-hmm.
seen him.
It's interesting you say that, because one of the things that I thought about over the last couple of days was we try to gauge how the community thinks about a lot of things, mm-hmm. and I wrote down, you know, what do they think about what we're doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do they feel like the board is moving the district in the right direction, or mm-hmm. responding appropriately to the situations?
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, goes along, I think, mm-hmm. with what you're saying.
Yeah, I think that's interesting, because Kim Miller-Smith sent an update for student achievement, and where was it? She was just talking about, like, the seven most important things for boards, and, you know, mm-hmm. several of them are accountability. Are we holding our superintendent and treasurer accountable?
Mm-hmm.
Do we know their goals, and, you know, are we reviewing them? All that kind of stuff, so... That'd be good for our,
yeah.
to know if our community feels like we're doing that, and
right.
if they feel like that's the right thing to do, and if they understand what our role is and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it can, you know, I don't think we want to create a free for all, mm-hmm. but at the same mm-hmm. time, I think if you if we invite, you know, people to come in and to
mm-hmm.
give an honest assessment of.
Mm-hmm.
of what they see going on in our district
mm-hmm.
and so forth, that would you know, open some good possibilities.
Mm-hmm. And then we should also strive to maintain a small group of between probably 8 to 10 people, no more,
mm-hmm.
because the amount that people are willing to speak directly
right.
correlates to the size of the crowd. The larger
right.
the crowd,
right.
nobody
makes
speak.
A comment.
No
right.
one can say
right.
anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So in a smaller group,
mm-hmm.
Even like 4 or 5,
mm-hmm.
Up to size 10, but no bigger than 10, because once you get larger
yeah.
than that, people just won't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A long time ago, I learned that the number of units of time necessary to make a decision is equal to the square of the number of people involved.
The only other comment I had about this is I like hearing from the principals,
mm-hmm.
but maybe we should give some other leaders in the district a chance to present, like maybe during the summer months, or
mm-hmm.
if the principals ever got their presentation down to 10 minutes, we
mm-hmm.
could have another presenter.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the people that came to mind would be the athletic director, the transportation director, the business manager,
mm-hmm.
maybe even the union president or whatever they're called. So because we're going into buildings, we're having principals present. You see my point?
Mm-hmm.
But there are
mm-hmm.
these other people that probably would like to update us too once in a
yeah.
while about,
mm-hmm.
well, this is what we're doing new this year in the transportation department or in
yeah.
in the athletic department with
yeah.
the
yeah. One of the issues you mentioned, the president of the teacher association,
mm-hmm.
and that might be a bit problematic because of the fact that we have a contract
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
with them
mm-hmm.
and
yeah,
that
right.
that might put both sides in a position of,
I don't know who would be on this list. I'm just saying that,
yeah.
let's take the person who's in charge of personalized learning through the whole district.
Yeah, Ashley.
That's a different yeah. presentation than an elementary principal
right.
who's telling us about
right.
personalized learning
food,
in this building.
Right. Food service.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Food service.
And we've had like Chris Campbell did a presentation, Mark Gallagher has done presentations
yeah.
before. So I mean, I think I like that idea, and I think it's important to have some of those additional
just
administrators.
To keep in mind,
yep.
maybe this year.
Yeah. In. Or
and
even
I think
like,
a lot
you know,
of these people too are so busy
college.
That they don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, I think there's a lot of them that, I mean, like you look at like the athletic director. Okay, like wow. I'm not sure I would have enough in me to, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
to do a, I mean, that's got to be, I think that's probably
24/7.
Yeah.
A lot of time,
yeah.
you know, during sports season.
Right.
Right.
But from one sports season to another, it just doesn't stop. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Just kind of
mm-hmm.
putting that out there.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, that is something we do need to be we do need to be cognizant of some of their schedules. But I do think, you know, I definitely personalized learning and school psychologist, and I can't remember what Chris Campbell's title is, Steve Griffin on literature, you know, I know we've heard from him before.
Literature.
And those are, yeah, I mean, so those are,
I'm talking
I think
5-10 minute presentation.
Yeah.
You know, that's really the key to the whole thing.
Right.
When these principals go on for 25
right.
minutes,
oh, yeah.
it really doesn't help.
No. So here's another thing. So clearly, I think we've bought a new curriculum here for social studies.
We're getting ready.
Yeah. So.
And we do, and we get those presentations. We've had those presentations. We've had one every time they've done a new, every time they've gotten new ones, they've come in and they've gone through the whole process. So you don't remember seeing one of those?
No.
No, we did. We had
did.
One, yeah, I think at Raymond last year.
I
we had
one
for math. Was it math?
I don't remember one of them.
I mean, because they're on a cycle. So we've had, I've heard at least three or four since they started doing this. And they talk about, you know, how they went through the process and what they ended up choosing
and why they,
and
chose,
why
it.
They chose it. So
I did see one for...
What are they doing?
Maybe it was...
Language arts.
They're working on the language arts now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that's
one
in process.
That's already been done.
I don't know if this is the second time around for them or not, but no, they have. I mean, you can I can go back through, you know, look through board docs, but we have definitely had presentation on new curriculum.
Well, Diane.
Well, the curriculum map, I've seen it.
No, on books on.
Yeah.
We've had more than one.
Because we know Diane in her notes said, you know, talked about the language arts and that
mm-hmm.
they were trying to get that finalized, and they wanted to try to update libraries and classrooms and provide additional resources in that area. And I know that that's something that's an area of interest from teachers.
Right.
These are amazing. Just to let you know.
Please eat them.
For a little Christmas thing.
Oh my gosh!
Okay. I'll get one before I leave.
And the other thing is, they are virtually calorie free.
Any other work session or any other presentation topics that you would want to add?
Not that came to my mind.
Okay.
Protein in the middle.
Okay. Our work plan. We wanted to review that quickly with the goal of, we have, here it is, one of our items that we need to work on before the end of the year. Now, I don't know if anybody has, you know, I think the majority of the items in our work plan, we do a pretty good job with, you know, attending a variety of events in the district and going to OSBA things, overseeing our finances, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then, you know, this last fall we added that item in, what was it, objective 4, goal 4, I think, to prepare a creative end-of-year communication/video for staff. And the targeted completion date is May of this year. So that's why Brian and I had coffee the other morning and just kind of started talking about it. So at least we had some ideas bouncing around to start out a conversation
now,
here.
I mean, is this something we need to go into executive session to discuss?
I don't think we can, but maybe we could whisper. No.
We could talk about it for 3 or 4 minutes right now.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just tell you what has gone back and forth between me and Sue is the difference between a silly video and one that's upbeat and friendly, but is basically straightforward. And I feel, and I think you do too, that I don't really want to do a silly video first time out. That can backfire in too many ways.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about more a straightforward expression of appreciation at the end of the school year with some sort of send-off, like, have a great summer, we'll see you in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And that all 5 of us would be involved.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I was realizing, I would kind of like to do is make sure it's filmed and edited professionally. And those are the two things that can go wrong. If we try to be funny and we're not, and if it's shot poorly, and Sue and I were talking about how we may have the resources right in the district. There may be people who know how to shoot these things and edit them. We don't have to hire
maybe
anybody.
Even students that are working in the technology.
And then
IT pathways.
What I would volunteer to do is to send out a script. Maybe just write up a script and send it to you guys. Mm. And you can tell me if you like it or not.
I would add in there videos. We acknowledge, I think it's important for us to acknowledge people that are retiring that have long time teachers or staff in our district. And we have a number of those, I think. If we're going to do that, I think that would be an
appropriate
time.
Yep,
the other thing that Sue and I talked about is keeping it short, because people are not going to watch long videos. But if we have a script, boom, 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 each of us acknowledges one group. So somebody acknowledges retirees, somebody acknowledges teachers, support staff, whatever. And then all five of us as a group have some kind of a, you know, have a great summer send-off. I think it could be short and simple, and if it's filmed well, it will be effective.
Right. And 2 minutes or less.
It's another way of expressing our appreciation, like when we go into the buildings.
Right.
Well, we can do it in front of a green screen and put a beach scene in.
Well, we have, you know,
Dave's wearing a Speedo.
Wait a second. We talked about having a quick shot of the different buildings, you know, like in the background too, or something like in the beginning. If we want to have our fight song in there, quick shot of the buildings, individual thingies, and then maybe one in front of the Monarch at the stadium, you know.
I still want to do a funny video. I just don't want to do it first time out. I want to make sure that we're, you know, and so maybe we do this, and if it comes off well, we do something funny with green screen.
Sure. Yeah.
I'll like take it to the beach.
My son owns a green screen.
Does he really?
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Is there one at the Early College? I know there's one at High Point. I know High Point has all
there's,
that stuff. Early College. Okay. Yeah.
That's what, when you're watching the weather guy on the news,
he's
just standing in front of a green screen, and then they digitally fill in the picture behind him.
Yeah, you can put any picture behind you. Like, New York City skyline, or Hawaiian beach, or
it doesn't even have to be green. It could be that wall. So, how about this, Sue? If I do the script, does somebody want to take responsibility for looking into the technical resources we have here in the district?
Yeah. If only somebody knew someone that worked in IT in our district.
I think I could handle that.
Well, does he know how to film, though, or can he find somebody who can film?
Well, they did something for the
Union County Daily Digital. They have all that equipment.
Okay, so I'll do the script, and then Amy can.
And we were thinking timeline early to mid April, so that we can do it and then edit and stuff, and have it ready by the middle of May.
Okay, so about shooting and editing, short 2 minute. Send off to the teachers.
Right, and we would film it in April and edit it by May.
Yeah. So maybe Easter, I think, is April 12th.
Right.
So maybe like right after Easter or something.
And I suggest that Nan come up with the costuming or the...
Our outfits, so that we're color coordinated.
Yes, and we should have a budget for that.
Well, then you need to do the fundraising.
Would the expenses specific to serving as a board member?
I do think that we should have...
Like Monarch stuff. Marysville.
BOE. Monarch.
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Do we have that already?
No, we don't have anything like that.
You talked about that years ago, Jake, that we should have a shirt or a sweatshirt.
That when we do something like that together, or we're out somewhere together, that you go to these meetings and everything, you know, that you have that. You know, just like we're going to do at our workplace,
we're going to investigate that, actually.
Okay. Is what, like a golf shirt or something?
Oh,
like a what are you thinking?
I'm thinking like a pullover.
Kind of like a V-neck pullover or something?
Yeah, or a pullover or a zip.
Okay.
That'd be
great. Yeah, something like that, only thinner. Yeah.
Well, and you know what? Maybe you can check out at the high school store. They have...
Yeah, but we want it to be Marysville Board of Education.
Right.
One time we were getting coaches' shirts for football, and previous season wasn't the best. The store where we were going to get the coaches' outfits and so forth said they'd give them to us free if we could put our name and phone number on the back of our shirts.
Right.
You know, either that or a bullseye.
Okay, good. So Brian will work on the script. Nan's going to look into some clothing options. Amy's going to touch base with our technology department to give them the heads up.
Yep.
We'll be ready to go. Good. Okay. let's see. Does anybody want to highlight anything from recent training?
I got to pull up the name of it.
Okay, and Brian has about 10 minutes, okay?
Okay. The other trauma no one talks about. And this says engage in reflective discussion about racial and historical trauma and compassion fatigue. And this was really good. It was talking about how you can, if you are a minority, particularly African American, that phrases and terminology that are used, that things are dark when you're expressing that it's an angry or bad situation, that kind of thing. Can have an impact on someone who is not white in terms of how they receive that. And just kind of the culmination of lots of different kinds of small things that are negative toward one's race or ethnicity that are maybe insulting in terms of how they're presented. The presenter was a very highly educated person, and she said people would come up to her and say, "My, you were just so eloquent." Like
they're surprised.
The way that she spoke was different than what they expected.
Right.
You know, she was using proper English and. Mm-hmm. Terminology, and they expected something.
Where was this training that you got?
This was at the Social Emotional Summit.
Yeah, this is last
and
Tuesday.
So it was really good to kind of sit there and be kind of introspective in terms of things that you've done, things that you've said, where your idea was to be positive or to be friendly or to be reassuring and it could come across differently. There was one point, and I guess if I can find it real quick. So colored people of color fear discrimination. Whites fear being viewed as racist. Mm-hmm. And so both of those things kind of drive some of the things that we say and that we do. And it, you know, is kind of like this underlying past traumatic experiences of not understanding each other and not being comfortable in talking to each other. Mm-hmm. So hey, it was a really good presentation. Mm-hmm.
There were over 1,200 people who attended this Social Emotional Summit. and like 24 different breakout sessions, and they intend to make it an annual event. Mark Gallagher went there and said he will most likely be presenting next year.
The best news I heard, Governor DeWine was there, and he actually guaranteed the money, the $675 million for Ohio schools. He guaranteed it into the foreseeable future, and he says he has spoken to the head of the House, the head of the Senate, both parties, and everyone in the state is pretty much on board with this direction.
So that's really good to hear.
Yeah, I mean, because I think they clearly, at the state level, they understand how important this issue is.
You know, a lot of it goes back to right here, the Saturday night thing, where parents aren't parents.
What is it?
Yes.
Where the
Beyond Resilience program on Saturday night.
It tells about how parents need to get back to parenting, not being their friends, but being parents.
Okay.
And teaching kids boundaries and rules and consequences. We've lost all of that in this society. And that's why we have a group of kids that have no respect for elders, have no respect for anything in their life, not even their own parents, because they are not brought up like they should be brought up. I'm sorry, but that's, you know, they take everything out of schools and...
I saw Sue there.
I don't know if
anybody else was there. But some of his examples were maybe not the best for the audience. But the point was, I think, well taken. He had three main points that is really causing a lot of problems in society with our young people. Lost connection across generations. Prioritizing peer relationships over parental or family relationships, and a rise of a culture of disrespect.
Right.
And every teacher I talk to has said that, you know, there is an increase in the level of disrespect that's going on, even parents to their or children to their own parents.
Right.
Much less. Teachers and principals and stuff.
Well, they're not getting discipline at home. They're not getting structure. They're not being taught boundaries. Nor can we do it in the schools. These children nowadays are free for all. They don't know what it is to be respectful and socialized. I worry about what's going to happen 10 years from now when they're in the workforce. They don't know boundaries. They don't know rules. You know, you can't walk into work every day 20 minutes late, you know, because you're sitting in a parking lot on your cell phone. You know, these are things that, you know, as we let society dictate how we raise our children, this is what's going to resolve it.
Well, I think that what I see in our school district is addressing that concern. I mean, there is not anything we can do in terms of the parents. Okay. So our school district has the front doors of our school building. And when kids walk through those front doors, what they walk into is what we as a school district create. It's what the teachers and administrators
habits
create
of mind.
For them. And when I see the elementary classrooms, I see structure, I see discipline, I see respect, and those things may be missing, and there may be incidents where in the classroom there are issues and problems because the kids are in having to deal with, from my perspective, kind of two different worlds. World outside of school and the world inside school. And the speaker I was talking about casual language as opposed to more formal language.
Right.
You know, and, you know, being able to switch between the two and know when one is appropriate and one's not. I really like the focus on putting the responsibility for education on the kids and and empowering them to make decisions, giving them the opportunities to work together collaboratively, be able to express themselves appropriately. And so I am extremely hopeful that what we're doing in our school district is preparing these kids not only to be successful in their own right, but also to be responsible parents.
But we're hoping. But, you know, they kind of took everything, you know, when somebody can go up and look right in the teacher's face and call her a B, and this and there's no consequences. That needs to be reevaluated all over the state. These children need to be kept in check. That's what they want. They want discipline. They want structure. They want guidance. I know years ago when we were foster parents, the kids loved it that we'd ask them what happened in their day. I mean, I don't care if they spilled paint on themselves.
They can't go up to a teacher in our district and call her a bitch. There's going to be a consequence for that.
Absolutely.
Is that what you're talking about? Now, there may be other districts where that goes on, but that's a failure of that classroom if that happens here. Don't you agree? It's a failure of that teacher not to insist
on a certain level of
respect.
Oh, right, but that's not a failure of the teacher.
No, I mean if it goes on. You said there's no consequence for it.
Oh, no.
I'm hoping that
they do have a consequence, but that what I'm saying is so much as it has been taken out of, you know,
the kind of consequences. Which leads into the one breakout session that I went to. The first breakout session I went to at the Social Emotional Summit was about, I think it's Pickerington, and they use a software called HeartMath. And so, let's say they've got kids acting out in their classroom. Normally, they just get sent straight to the principal's office. And that's doesn't always go well. The principal might be overloaded, So they now have this thing called a smart lab where the kids come in and they, so the software, they hook up something, a monitor to their ear that shows their heart waves. And when you're out of control, it looks like it on the map. It's red, not a control. And so the student sees that. And then they talk about different resources that they have. Let's see, what can we do to try and regulate what your heart's doing here, because you're going to feel better. You're going to feel much more in control.
Things like
breathing, like remembering to breathe, and things like exercising, doing some other things, ways for them to learn how to regulate themselves so that when they're in a classroom and somebody does something that just makes them so mad they want to scream, instead of screaming, they can say, I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to visualize the beach, or what, you know, something like that. So, I mean, I know what you're saying. I think that having more tools and having those visual kind of tools with students, or another session I went to was with canine companions for coming, you know, just like having other things around.
I agree with all of that, but I agree that there also has to be discipline.
Oh yeah,
definitely. If you see the crowds I deal with every day, it's because
there's no structure, boundaries, there's nothing.
Right. And I'm hoping that the juvenile system's going to change because we're getting double, you know what I'm saying? Our caseloads are double. Whatever we're doing is now working.
Right.
Okay, well, as a society.
Like the thing that we went to talked about the fact that it's not only lack of parenting, but it's also the media. The songs, you know, the top songs
the
and the words in there and what you know,
it's a lot.
What they're teaching, what our kids are seeing. And, you know, as adults, you forget how these younger brains don't process things the way that we do. The video games
again,
that have been around forever.
And if the parents aren't there, if the parents aren't making the family time together a priority, the children are going to fill all their time with social media, cell phones, the internet, video games, and their peers, none of which are pointing them to the direction of building character.
Right.
The most interesting thing I thought was the biggest indicator of happiness and success, not money and fame.
Right.
Happiness and success in your life is ability to to self-control.
Right. And they said they monitored that in 12-year-olds. They said when they assessed 12-year-olds, if they had a good, if they were able to self-control, then their chances of being happy and successful were much
better.
See, I think
they should start charging the parents. I do. In juvenile.
Right.
If your child...
Before we go on, I have to leave, and I wanted to bring up one more point.
Okay.
That we can follow up on email to this, but I didn't do as well in the winter sports as I was intending to, but that doesn't make me... I'm sure you did, but the goal at the beginning of the year was to get to kind of spread it out.
Right,
so I just want to remind you what the spring sports are.
Okay,
maybe
thank you.
Can pick one or two.
Yep.
There's boys tennis.
Uh-huh.
There's boys baseball.
Uh-huh.
There's girls softball. There's boys and girls track. Boys and girls lacrosse. And I would like to go maybe to lacrosse because I've never done
that.
It's
a lot of fun to watch.
So pick one or two of those.
Okay.
You already go to a bunch anyway.
I go to so much that I couldn't take on extras.
Yeah.
I mean, not
okay. No, that's good.
But I'll send an email out and we can try to get, you know, and like Sue reminded me, try to say something to the coach if they're not too busy. Talk to the parents. That's really the key.
Yep.
They know we're out there.
Right.
And
good.
And just so
as you're leaving here, Life Bio, if you're familiar, remember what
Life
Bio
is?
Yeah, so she's having an open house this Friday from 3 to 7.
Okay.
I
know she came into the schools and did a little bit.
Yeah, yep. And I think, is it Bunsell's musical this weekend? Aladdin Jr.?
Yeah, I went to basketball.
Okay.
Oh, you got to the basketball?
Yeah, I got to the basketball games this year.
That's good.
For two
Did you talk to anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how are the kids supposed to
know?
All right, see you guys.
Okay, thanks, Brian.
When's the open house?
It's at 3 to 7 this Friday.
One of the sessions that I went to was they were talking about having yoga stations in the hall. And when kids
mindfulness.
Were having difficulties, they were whatever, they rather than just send them out in the hall, send them out of the room. They send them out and say, hey, go find a yoga station.
Yeah.
Go out there and do that. But I know at West Central, the focus in the last 10 years out there has been to kind of look beyond, you know, whatever the activity is. That, you know, that is the problem, the language, the behavior, or whatever, and look more at what is the cause. And I know that the workshops I've gone to on trauma-focused education or whatever says we as a school district need to recognize that a large percentage of our students do not come from two-parent homes. A large percentage or growing percentage of our students have grandparents that are raising the kids. A large percentage of our district, you know, have drug, alcohol, marital issues. There's, you know, those kinds of things. And you throw in all the sexual abuse, physical, all the other stuff. And so now you get the kid, and the kid comes in, and he throws something, or he yells, or he does whatever. And what I see is the direction, what I see in our classrooms is saying, okay, that's not acceptable. But rather than you go sit in a chair, face to the wall, or you go hide, you know, stand in the corner, you do this, we take kid and we ask, you know, Tell us what's going on. You know, why are you angry? You know, why are you being disrespectful to me? And is it because no one's respectful to you? Is it because of, you know, did you have a good night? Did you get breakfast this morning? You know, what's going on in your life? Because to me, that's where you resolve the issue.
Too bad we don't have a lot more good fostering and stuff like that anymore. You know, we used to have loads of foster parents, and, you know, where you could get these kids out of these homes that that they're not being treated like they should.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so many times they just hand them right back.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I've...
We had a boy one time, took him from S, skipped him a whole grade in school because he was behind 2 years. I mean, his self-confidence was crap.
Yeah.
He had to go by the rules of the house, the structure, the whole bit.
Mm-hmm.
Got him skipped a whole grade, got him up, was working on getting him to where he would graduate on time,
mm-hmm.
brought his S up to A's and yep. everything else. His mom came in, wanted him back, took him back, he quit school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She let him walk out of school.
Yeah.
You know, so.
No, it's difficult. I had, you know, I had students that had all sorts of mm-hmm. problems. So, and you have to deal with it. And I recognize, you know, I didn't go to the meeting, but. Based on what you said, you know, parents need to step up.
Yes.
But if they don't, we still, as a school district, have mm-hmm. to do
right.
the best that we can mm-hmm. to try to provide mm-hmm. the structure and the nurturing for the kids. And I see amazing examples of that. And, you know, every time I go into a school building,
right.
it just absolutely is incredible.
Well, and even going to that social-emotional summit and, mm-hmm. you know, having our school psychologist there, and you know,
yeah.
he attended several breakout sessions, and you know, he felt it was really good to go there. But
mm-hmm.
As far as learning anything drastically new, not really. You
right.
know, I felt like a lot of the things that he heard had been in place here. But it's a great reminder
mm-hmm.
of just how yeah. important that is. You know,
oh,
like
yeah.
you said, it's. Probably more important than the academics at this point.
Right.
But I had just a couple other things to just remind you that Todd's contract review, we're within that 18-month window of the end of his contract, so by law, that's when we need to be discussing his contract and considering renewal. So it's kind of a heads up for that. I know at one of our recent OSBA, I think when we went to the board member 201, they were talking about how important it was to keep your treasurer if you like them, because they said there's a severe shortage of
yes.
treasurers.
Okay.
So, and I feel and I know we'll do what we always do, and we'll look at comparable salaries in our area, and then
well,
take
Diane
into account some of the things that
along that line in her note to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Looking at administrators, just
right.
and other, yeah, stuff like that. Because we do, we want to make sure that we're staying competitive
Absolutely.
In our area. So, and I know, are you guys going to go to the legislative conference on March 18th?
I'm signed up.
You're signed up for that. Okay. Okay. Was there anything else anybody wanted to bring up?
On March the 16th, I think. Is that a Monday?
Yes. Yes, it is.
March 16th. Senator Portman's staff member in charge of education, Janessa Lopez.
Okay.
And Jason Knott, I think that's his last name, the Central Ohio director. Or Portman's office are going to be in our district that afternoon.
In the afternoon? Okay, good. Because I think
I
scheduled an appointment that day.
Yeah, I extended an invitation to Senator Portman through Janessa, and he was unable to come when I was in Washington, and she's going to be here in the state, and called and said she would love to come and look at things, and she was very interested in the AutoTech program.
So. Her name's Janessa.
Janessa. J-A-N-E-S-S-A.
What's your last name?
Lopez.
Okay. And so the afternoon-ish.
Afternoon. And I ask her to be here for lunch. And Diane is in the process of
getting a schedule put together. So
good. Okay.
This kind of thing is I don't have to work.
Yeah. So I guess just like before, anybody else have any comments that they wanted to make?
No, I just want to. So, you know, Holly's done with like the, you know, and it's not the same anymore.
Right.
Just,
I know.
You know, I'm just wondering what maybe something more I could do about that in that area.
Okay.
So I've been thinking about that.
Okay.
Because I'm just not real.
It's just different.
Not,
things
yes.
have changed. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Who's that?
Who said that?
Sounds like a
whole you know what? That does remind me. Where do we have this?
I'm just like, I don't get the updates like Holly and I used to do, and you know, I would meet and pick up stuff, and
right.
even if we didn't have a meeting that month, we were
right.
always in tune with each other. And
so
like,
right.
the Union County Drug-Free Youth?
It's still operating. They just now, you know, but a new person took over.
Right.
And it's...
Yeah. Well, I've noticed with the... One of the issues, I think, with some of these nonprofit groups is that they turn over people... very quickly, and new people coming in.
But Holly's been there for, she had it forever.
Yeah, she was there for a long time.
And I think that's probably so good, you know, is mm-hmm. that she had it down. Mm-hmm. And, like, I could even email her, hey, just to let you know, remember I have the school board meeting.
Right, right. Can you get
know,
me something?
Is there anything
or, yeah.
that you want me to update? Has anything come in between last month's meeting and this
right.
month, even though we're not having a meeting till next month?
Mm-hmm.
And she would say, oh, yeah, I got this update, blah, blah, blah. Are you at the office? I'll drop it off.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So are the same people still part of it? I mean, like,
no,
some groups.
So there's been some turnover
yes.
there, too.
Okay, okay.
And so I'm just wondering if, you know, because I've sat on that board for 2 years, but...
Yeah.
Are they moving mm-hmm. in a new direction?
I'm wondering, because I'm not...
And I only ask that because...
We're not adjourned, so
I volunteered at the Hope Center, and they were doing training there, and there was a large number of people coming in and doing. I think it's called mental health first aid class.
Okay,
it was a week long training, and mm-hmm. I thought I recognized some of the people from like the youth.
Yeah,
mental health,
that's what they
all going into this training together. So,
mm-hmm. Well, you know what might be kind of maybe even say something to Diane.
That's
because,
what I was
you know
do.
Because she's meeting with Dr. Phil on Thursday.
Yeah,
and I think that the Drug Free Youth Coalition falls under that the whole social emotional kind of stuff. You know, so maybe just a comment to him to see because I. It's one of those issues that needs to be a community-wide
right.
issue, you know?
Well, like I said, they just got their the grant approved.
Yeah,
because
right.
First of all, it didn't get approved.
Okay.
Then they had to go back.
Okay.
And so they just got it, I believe it was last month, maybe or in January. And so, I don't know, I've just been kind of...
Right.
Very, you know, like it's just not the same as it was.
Right. Okay, which, you know, and then that reminded me when you said that, you know, I put the clarification letter to the editor
mm-hmm.
in the paper. It was in there this last Friday, and then I actually called Laura Dempsey from Trinity Lutheran last night just because they were the only ones that had directly contacted us, and since that letter was real brief, I wanted her to know we'd had a good conversation and, you know, that we appreciate all the information she shared with us. And at the end of our conversation, she just sent me this email. She's been active with AFSP, which is something American Something of Suicide Prevention, and they sponsor some campus walks, or they have like this information about having campus walks. And she would like to try and become a little bit more active in our community. So kind of another one of those,
right,
you know, connecting a lot of different people. So she just sent me an email with a link with just some general overview information. So I'm gonna share that with Diane as well. So maybe if I send that to her, just kind of make that comment about the drug-free youth collection too, and how we're just wanting to make sure that we have good community partnership. I mean, I think we have good community partnerships out there, but clearly you're feeling like there's a little bit that's kind of...
Well, and again, it could be just changing. Because that, you know, it, yeah. You know, maybe they were kind of laxing off because of the grant.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Right.
You know, we
right.
could give it a couple months and see.
Okay.
So have you heard of this Prevention Awareness Support Services, which is called PASS?
Yes, I'm aware of that, yeah. And I know, because at a meeting at Creekview for the wellness night, they had the lady from PASS, she was part of the presentation, and she works closely with our schools.
Okay.
And the mental health board.
That was the group that was doing the training, and they kind of cover everything. They do PACS, suicide awareness, anti-bullying, too good for drugs, signs of suicide, many things that we're already doing.
Right.
But that was the training. So I wonder if, I don't know, maybe that's kind of the new direction and all the new people need to now get up to speed.
On that.
I don't know. But there was a lot of, for every person I knew, there was another person that was brand new.
Okay.
So.
No, I mean, it's good to see that we have a lot of these resources out there.
Right.
We're trying to work together.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, just to recap everything, I think we had good discussions about the presentation topics and kind of have a plan for addressing some of those questions in the future. We've got our plan for our end of year video. That's a good discussion on training information and made aware of Todd's contract review. Anything else?
Are we going to sit down with Diane prior to next month's meeting?
For like a mid-year? We had kind of talked about maybe just skipping the mid-year because it's getting so close to the end of the year.
Just
and I think that's why she sent that.
Okay.
Her update, you know.
I wasn't sure that we'd actually made that decision, so.
I know. Well,
we
I know. And
end of year.
Right, because we were thinking about doing it, and then the executive session got out of the way, and we're still not sure about the other issues. So March is a question mark right now. I don't know. Do you feel strongly about having one before July?
Having read what she sent out in terms of the update and so forth, I feel comfortable in just waiting until the end of the year. I think we get a good flow of information. I know I feel like if I have a question, I come in and ask or give her a phone call and ask.
Are you okay? I'm okay. With that, we'll just wait to. I mean, she sent the update, so we can have that. And at mid-year, there's no overly formal evaluation process. That comes at the end of the year. So.
Right.
And she did kind of say, "Here's where we are in the process."
And I know I didn't have a chance to really look through it in detail, but if you have any questions,
To
reach out to her.
Because she provided a lot of detail.
I know, she did. I know,
I didn't get through all the detail, but I did get through some of it.
Right.
So. She used some abbreviations I wasn't familiar with, so I'm just going to touch base with her about it.
Okay, well, if we are done then, I would accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smith.
Second.
Second by Nan. Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Yes.
Ms. Savage, Mrs. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Luke had left earlier. Mrs. Devine, yes?